This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey guys, welcome to The Collective. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to another episode. I am back. I am here. I know I've been MIA. I posted on my Insta saying I'm so sorry. So much has been going on, you guys. Like, I've just had a whirlwind lately. I feel like ever since 2024 kind of hit, everything has just been coming at me full force. And sometimes I can handle it and sometimes I can't. And I'm just trying to navigate through everything. But I am back, I am here, and I am so excited. If you are new here, I just want to say hi, welcome. We are so excited to have you. And if you love this podcast, even for my girlies who are OGs and have been here for forever, if you love the podcast, please share it with your friends, with your social media. You know the drill. You guys know. But especially if this podcast has come to you at a time where maybe you needed a little bit of big sister advice, maybe you needed a little bit of a support system, or there was a certain episode that you needed to hear, think about how many other girlies are out there that would benefit from that too. So that's why sharing is so one, important, and two, helpful, not just for the podcast, even though it literally helps this podcast so much, but it can reach so many other girlies that would benefit from it as much as you may have. And so, just long-winded way of saying, if you love the podcast, please share it, and I will love you forever. I do want to take this time to formally apologize to all my girlies in the group chat because I know I have been so MIA. I am literally the worst at the group chat lately. I will send a message, girlies will reply, and I will forget that I sent the message and I will not go back and check and I will not reply to anyone until I send another message. So I know I've been so horrible. I'm trying to get better at it. Life has just been so chaotic, but I promise she'll be on it. She'll get better. Also, just to say, if you haven't joined our group chat yet, please feel free to come and join. We would love to have you. Normally, I'm a lot better at replying. Just lately, I've been slacking. But the link is down in the description. If you need a group of girls to just support you, ask advice, give some fashion tips, all of that, the link is down below. Okay, last time we all spoke, I was telling everyone that it was my birthday week. And I just have to say that my 27th birthday was one of the best birthdays I have ever had. It was so low key, it was so chill, but it was one of those days where I have felt so loved. I felt so loved by the people around me that it literally made it the best birthday. I had people call me, I had people come over. Dean and I sat on the couch, watched Criminal Minds, ate cake, just the two of us. And it was just the most wholesome, happy, relaxing birthday ever. Post-birthday, Dean and I ended up going on vacation. We went to Cancun for a week. And if you've ever been to an all-inclusive, then you know the vibes. It is so relaxed. Dean and I purposely chose an adults-only resort, a more chill type of vibe, less party vibe type of resort, because our goal for this trip was to literally do nothing. We did no excursions. We didn't leave the resort. We literally just sat at the beach, at the pool, and just chilled. And it was so needed. It was so needed for both of us. We've both been working so hard and kind of had a lot of stress and anxiety. And taking a week to just shut off, let everything be, remind ourselves that everything can wait till we come home, and just spend time with each other and just hang out was so amazing and just so needed. But now we are back. We are ready to get rolling again. The Sunday Scaries post-vacation, pre-fresh work week was one of the worst experiences ever. Dean and I both had so much anxiety, but it is currently Tuesday. We are trekking along. We are getting everything going. I'm hopefully going to submit my PhD proposal this week. I already have my proposal defense date scheduled, so need to submit it this week, but that is another thing that will be off my plate, and I am very excited for that, because if you're in grad school, you know how stressful it can be until you actually hit submit. So, fingers crossed. Let's hope I get it all done. Let's hope everything goes well and it'll be amazing. Going off of the vacation vibe, I want to talk on today's episode about body image on vacation. And especially with summer coming up, and especially with all of us being in swimsuits, bikinis, shorts, I know that summer can be a really tough time when it comes to body image. And I know that when you might have a vacation coming up, you might feel extra pressure to look a certain way, and it can really kind of start to take its toll on your mental health. And I want to take today's episode to kind of speak on that. The first point I'm going to make is that if you are a girl and you get your period, keep in mind that your body is going to fluctuate, and your body image and the way that you view yourself is going to change multiple times throughout the month. And if you know your cycle pretty well, you'll probably know what times of the month are going to affect you in what way. I know for me, around ovulation, I get so hypercritical about my body. And I know that around day 2, day 3 of my period, I get really, really insecure. And I start to nitpick everything about me. And then I know that other times in the month, I have a God complex. And I think I'm the hottest piece of ass to walk this earth. So keep that in mind, especially when you're going on vacation. When I first got to Cancun, I was on probably day 2 of my period, and I put on this strapless dress, and I was so insecure. I felt like I had gained 90 pounds overnight. I felt like it didn't fit me properly. I felt like I wasn't looking good in it. And I really just was not feeling good about anything. Flash forward to the end of our trip, and I was done my period. I put on a bathing suit that I put on a week before, and I didn't like it on me, but I still decided to bring it. I put it on at the end of our trip, and I felt so good. If you follow me on Insta, you will literally see that I posted a story post of me in this bathing suit. It's a triangle blue, super small type of bathing suit, because I felt so good in it when literally right before my period started, I tried it on to see if I wanted to bring it with me on vacay, and I thought it looked horrendous, but I still decided to bring it for some reason, because I know that my body's going to fluctuate. I know that the way I view myself is going to fluctuate. So if you are going on vacation, if you are feeling a certain type of way about your body just in general, know that as a girl, our bodies are going to be changing constantly throughout the month. So keep that in mind, and hopefully it brings you a little bit of comfort. Girlies, when you're first starting a business, you have enough to worry about. The stress is overwhelming, and there's absolutely no reason you should be adding any more. Luckily for us, Shopify is here to help. Shopify has all the tools to power and build your business to the next level. It grows with your business, no matter how far or big you grow. Thanks to an endless list of integration and third-party apps, anything you can think of, from on-demand printing to accounting to chatbots, everything you need to revolutionize your business, they have. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and they are the global force behind Allbirds, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. As a WTTC listener, you can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/WTTC, all lowercase. Again, go to shopify.com/WTTC now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, shopify.com/WTTC. Okay, girlies, we are talking about our favorites once again. If you've ever had an embarrassing BO moment, Lumi is here to help. Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a new way. Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control from everywhere, including your pits, your feet, and yes, even your privates. And fun fact, but it was actually a patient's concern about their private odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. I currently have the Toasted Coconut deodorant, and let me tell you, it is my absolute favorite and it smells so good. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers, and it comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code WTTC for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's WTTC at LumiDeodorant.com. The next thing I'm going to say is that our perception of ourselves, like I just mentioned, is going to differ. And I want you to think about a time that you got a photo taken of yourself, you looked at it, and you thought it was the ugliest thing ever. In that moment, you saw it, you literally hated it. And then a few months later, a week later, a few days later, maybe even hours later, you look at the photo again and you realize it's actually not that bad. I have had this happen to me so many times. Dean can attest to this. I have literally had him take photos of me and I looked at them and I started crying because I felt so shitty about the way that I looked in these photos. And then a day later, I look back and I'm like, actually, they look kind of good. Like, actually, I look pretty, like, okay. And that's just to go to show that the way we view ourselves can change. And so in a certain moment, you might not feel super confident. You might not want to wear the bathing suit on vacay, but give yourself an hour, give yourself a day, and different things can change to alter your perception. And a lot of the time, especially if you're a girly that suffers with body dysmorphia, this can be really tough because a lot of the time you might not even know what your body looks like. I feel like that is my biggest issue, is that when I look in the mirror, I'm not actually seeing my body the way that other people are seeing my body, or the way that my body even truly is. And so I know that it can be really difficult, but keep in mind that we view things differently. Something Dean and I always say is that I don't view myself correctly. I view myself in almost a funhouse. And so when you're being really hard on yourself, especially when you're supposed to be somewhere having fun. You're in Mexico, you're in Europe, you want to wear a bathing suit, but you're beating yourself down. Remind yourself that you might just view your body through the lens of a funhouse. I also just want to say that that's okay. It is okay that we have different perceptions of our bodies, different perceptions of the way that we look. And I feel like most of us girls have struggled with body image or body dysmorphia before. And if you haven't, I absolutely love that for you. And I am so jealous that you've never experienced that. But I think that one of the biggest strengths we can have is acknowledging that we do have this. And so when I was on vacation and I felt really shitty, especially when I was on day 3 of my period and I had to put a bathing suit on, I had to remind myself that the way I look, or better yet, the way that I think I look, is not an actual depiction of what is reality, and that I view myself differently. And I just had to say this to myself over and over and over and over in order to not basically spiral. When you go on vacation, you want to have fun. When you go to Cancun and you're going to the pool and you're hanging out with friends, you want to go and you want to have fun, and you don't want to miss out on opportunities because you're feeling self-conscious. And when I was in undergrad, I went to Bahamas with my friends on spring break, and the entire time I was super critical of the way that I looked, and I was feeling super self-conscious in my body. And they would all want to go out, they would all go to the pool, and I would literally wear a long sleeve cover up because I was so self-conscious about how I looked. And because of that, I didn't have fun. I didn't have fun on the trip. I wasn't enjoying it. And the whole point of a vacation is to go and enjoy yourself. One of the worst things that can happen for us is feeling like we are missing out on a vacation that we were so excited for, that we put so much money towards, because we're feeling self-conscious about the way that our body looks. When you go on vacation, you want to enjoy yourself. You want to have fun. And I found that when I was on vacation in Cancun, I would start to get a little insecure when I was in my bathing suit and I was sitting. And I would think, oh my God, is everyone looking at me? Can everyone see my rolls? Can everyone see the way that my body looks? Like, should I be embarrassed right now? And I had to remind myself, one, that 98% of the time, everyone is focused on themselves. Everyone has their own issues going on, that they're not looking at me or paying attention to me. And honestly, it's a little conceited of me to think that they are, because everyone has their own stuff that they are dealing with or that they are focusing on. And two, I reminded myself that I wanted to go on this vacation. I wanted to have fun. And you know what is so unfun is sitting there eating my hamburger, stressed out about the way that my body looks. No part of that is fun. No part of that is enjoyable. I know that it would start to spiral me. I know that then I'd feel insecure. I'd be embarrassed to go in the pool. I'd be embarrassed to wear my bathing suit. I'd want to wear a cover up, but it was so hot out, so that would put me in a bad mood. Like, I knew this. And so I just decided we're going to embrace the body that I have. And that's another thing that we have to remember is, our bodies do so much for us. And like I said, our bodies are the least interesting thing about us, but they do so much. And we should appreciate them, and we should understand that bodies come in all different shapes and sizes, and they are all so beautiful and unique. And so whatever body that you have, embrace it. Embrace it, be proud of it, and show it off.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's libsynads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Libsyn Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's libsynads.com.
Okay, so now we're thinking, awesome. I want to go on vacation. I want to go on a boat this summer. I want to hang out with my friends, and I want to feel really fucking good in the body that I have. What am I going to do? How am I going to get there? And first and foremost, just know that this is not an overnight fix. I've been working on loving my body since I was probably 9 years old. So it's not something that is going to just happen in an hour. It's not something that's even going to happen in a month, maybe even in a year. It's something you're going to have to constantly work on. And like I mentioned before, kind of with your period and different menstrual cycles and timing and all of that, your confidence is going to ebb and flow. So some days you might feel really fucking good about yourself and really good about your body, and other days you might not. And that is normal and that is okay. But here are a few things we can kind of do to just bring that confidence up a little bit and start actively working on it. The first thing is wear clothes that make you feel good. I literally posted on Insta the other day, I posted a reel about how, as someone who makes clothes for a living, I never look at the size, and I never let the size, like the number or the letter, affect the way that I view my body. Because as someone who does make clothes all the time, I can tell you that the size guides are basically made up. Like, I can tell you that I change the size guides based on whatever it is that I want. It's not standardized. Every store has a different sizing. Every item has different sizing. Different items have different sizings. Like, it is not a concrete thing, and it should not reflect the way that you think about yourself at all. Because literally, take a minute to think about this. The girl with a degree in physiology is making the clothes that people are wearing. So no one should ever take the sizing of my clothes and have that affect the way that they view themselves, because I'm literally making it up. So keep that in mind next time you go shopping and you get insecure or sad about the size of an item you're wearing. Don't let it define you, because it literally doesn't mean anything. But back to what I was saying about wearing something that makes you feel good. If you are going on vacation and you're really nervous about wearing a bikini, something I would say is find a bikini that makes you feel good. And there are so many different types. There's so many different patterns, different fabrics. There's so much. You could get a high-rise bikini. You could get a one-piece. You could get something with a fun design. Just something that you put it on and you think, I fucking love this. I love this. I feel good in this. Everything about it is just made for me and it's perfect. You want that sort of bikini because you want to already give yourself a little bit of a confidence boost right off the bat. One of my favorite bikinis I got, which honestly, this might be a hot take because I was like really shocked, honestly, but it was from Ardene's. I'm not sure if Ardene is a Canadian brand, but I got the cutest bathing suit set. I got these little boy shorts, I got the bikini bottoms and a top, and it was to die for. It was so adorable. It was so much cheaper than all these really big brands, and it was so flattering. I got so many compliments on it. So if you're looking for a bathing suit, definitely check it out, because I really, really loved it. And I literally, like I said, I've gotten so many compliments on it, and it was so cute for literally a fraction of the price of some of these big brands that charge you $9 million for a top. Also, a little side note, before I went on my vacation to Cancun, I got a spray tan. And I haven't gotten a spray tan since sorority recruitment when I was in undergrad. But this spray tan that I got, it was done by one of my best friends who is so amazing at it just in general. But it literally gave me the confidence boost that I needed. So if you're feeling like you just need a little something to just kind of elevate the way that you feel about yourself in the moment, consider a spray tan. Consider self-tanner, just something about feeling tanned. I just love it. It just like makes me feel hot and it's just such a good little pick-me-up. Okay, let's say you have a vacation coming up and you want to feel good in your body. Something I'm gonna say is don't do a fad diet. Don't overexert yourself. Don't go to the gym super, super hard all the time because that's not sustainable. Something we're gonna do instead is we're going to think of a movement plan. So are you going to walk 30 minutes a day? Are you going to do a spin class 4 times a week? What works for you? What works in your schedule? And what works for whatever goal it is that you have? But make sure that it's something that you're able to stay consistent. Because I know for me, one of the hardest things and one of the biggest struggles I've had is before going on vacation, I would bust my ass so hard that I would work out like crazy. I would barely eat. If I ate anything, it would be so healthy and so clean. And I would get on vacation and I would just let all of that go. And then coming home from vacation, I would be filled with a sense of guilt. I would feel like I quote unquote fell off track. I would feel so shitty about myself. When in reality, my body just needed a break. When in reality, on vacation, my body was like, I need a lot of food because I haven't been having enough. I need to not work out because you've been running me into the ground. And it was never a sustainable process. So now being more consistent with my routine, more consistent with my food, eating my hot Cheetos every week, and really just making sure that I'm doing stuff in alignment with what my body wants, as opposed to running it in the ground and going on vacation and coming back and feeling shitty and spiraling and going through that whole process. So long story short, what I want to say is find some sort of movement plan that works for you. Movement is so crucial, not just for your physiological health, but also for your mental health. So make sure that you are incorporating movement in whatever way is sustainable and suitable for your lifestyle and whatever way is going to make you feel good. If you want to feel a little bit more confident in your body, look at your water intake. How much water are you actually drinking? Because I guarantee you, 90% of the girlies right now, we are dehydrated. So up your water intake, flush out those toxins, clear your skin. Water is literally the fountain of youth. I love water and we know this, but I guarantee you, you're dehydrated right now. So grab your emotional support water bottle, fill her up, drink it, and watch the way that your overall confidence starts to boost because your skin's gonna clear, you're gonna get rid of those toxins, you're going to really just flush everything out and feel so much better. Let's say summer is around the corner and you are going on vacation, you're gonna be wearing a bikini, you're going to be with friends, and you want to feel good. The way that you speak to yourself matters. And I used to think that that was a whole bunch of bullshit when I first heard it. I was like, there's no fucking way that the way I talk to myself really is going to impact me. I'm going to be so self-deprecating. I'm going to talk and pick apart my body however I want, and we're going to see what happens. And when I did that, I realized how shitty I felt. And how much I started to actually believe all the shitty things I would say about myself. And so the way that you talk to yourself and the way that you talk about yourself honestly has a bigger impact than you would think. And you are never going to hate yourself into loving your body. You are never going to be able to bully your body into becoming what you want. And this is coming from a girl that used to stand in the mirror and literally say to myself, "You're so ugly, your arms are fat, you need to change this about yourself." And that never actually changed my body. That never actually changed the way I viewed myself. But when I started to appreciate everything my body did for me, when I started to appreciate everything about me, when I started to build my confidence and look at myself a little bit differently, I started to act in accordance with what I was believing. So because I was appreciating my body more, I was giving it more rest instead of running it into the ground with my workouts. Because I started to talk to my body and really work on building my confidence, I then was able to go try new workout classes and feel better when I was wearing a bikini. And so really pay attention to the way that you are talking to yourself. I'm going to say it one more time. You are never going to hate yourself into loving your body. So keep that in mind always. Body image and body dysmorphia is an absolute bitch. It is so hard and it is tough to navigate. But just remember that this summer, if you're going on vacation, if you're hanging out with friends, if you're doing whatever, you want to have fun. You want to live these experiences and don't let the way that you view yourself hold you back from that. Because the worst thing is going to be when you look back in 10, 15 years and you remember a vacation because of how shitty you felt instead of how much fun you had, or you look back and you're in no photos because you were too self-conscious to get your photo taken. That sucks. And that is really, really shitty. So remember that one, you're beautiful. Two, that everybody is different. Three, that it just comes from within to build that confidence. And four, that you are never going to hate your body into loving it. So start to show yourself a little bit of appreciation and take actionable steps to build that confidence so that you can go on vacation and you can feel good about yourself. But that is today's Big Sister Chat. I hope that this resonates with you a little bit if you are someone kind of going through the same things that I go through. If this doesn't resonate with you at all, then I love that for you and I am so happy for you and I wish I could be you. But I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Please let me know if you have any questions. Send me a message. Let me know what you think about this episode. And I love you guys and I will catch you in the next one. Bye.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hey there, my name is Renee Rina, and I am the mom friend you have always wanted. I am also the host of the Mom Room podcast. We publish 2 episodes per week, a co-hosted episode on Tuesdays and a solo episode on Thursdays. Popular topics include pooping and having sex after giving birth. I have a solo episode where I talk about not sharing a bed with my husband and why that's okay. I hope you'll tune in to these conversations every week. Join us on Instagram at the Mom Room podcast and start to feel a little less alone in this crazy thing called motherhood.